This podcast was recorded on Kaurna land. We acknowledge the Kaurna people as the original custodians of the land and pay our respects to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
Have you ever done titrations before?
Yeah. Funny story. Okay. My sister is like the state champion titrationer.
What?
You'll want to make a note.
Should you be taking notes or something?
You got a pencil? Write this down, quick.
Why aren't you taking notes?
Write this down.
Aren't you going to write this down?
Did you need me to take notes?
Please take note.
Hello and welcome to Take Note. We are joining you today from episode 4. How insane. Take Note's the podcast where we give you the best notes on everything you need to know from the day that you start uni until the day you graduate. We're your hosts. I'm Liv.
And I'm Megan. And today we will be talking about group assignments gone bad. I feel like that flew by really quick and we're in episode 4 now.
I know. I remember you saying literally when we first sat down to talk, like on the first episode, you were like, I'm so excited for the group assignment episode and it's already here.
Finally. I mean, that was really quick. I was really excited to talk about it, but now I'm like, do I want to be mean though?
Don't worry, guys. We won't be mean today. Yeah. We're sending lots of love to all of you that do have your first assignments due this week. We know that it's week 4. All of the assignments start ramping up in week 5, mm-hmm. week 6. So best of luck to all of you with all of the big assignments happening right now.
Well, before we get into that, what has been up with you, Olivia?
My week, I don't know. It's been pretty chill. I got my hair done yesterday.
Oh.
I'm really on my hair health journey at the moment. Oh. For those of you that don't know, my hair is... Look, it's blonde, but she has been a little bit dead for a while. So I had to get her cut again yesterday. She's feeling pretty short, but at least she's blonde.
That's... I think we talked about in the first episode, but how long have you been blonde for?
I've been blonde for like 5 or 6 years.
Oh my gosh.
But I was born blonde. So like I was blonde until I was probably like 11 or 12.
Oh.
And then when I was like 12 to 16, it like all of the blonde had grown out. And then I was brunette for like 4 years, but we don't talk about that.
I never knew that. I didn't know that could be a thing. I thought you'd just stay in one hair color for your whole life.
Nah, I had blonde hair as a kid and then suddenly it was brown. And I was like, what is happening?
Is your mom or dad blonde?
My mum's mom is blonde and my dad is blonde.
Okay.
My dad's grey now. Sorry. Old man.
No, it's okay.
But no, my week's been good. Last week, we were obviously, for those of you that came and saw us, we were at the Personal Support Expo. Huge highlight of my week. I always love talking to you guys.
So many people, so many new students. And it's so nice seeing everyone so excited for uni as well.
Yeah.
I feel like third, fourth year students, they're drained, they're tired, they're just trying to get the class.
They walk through the hub, they don't even notice the expo.
Yeah.
Like it's not even there. They're just like one track mind. I'm only here to study. All of the first years like, oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah. They're like, oh, what is this? Let's take note. So cute though.
We love it. Keep coming and saying hi to us. Even if you see us, we're not an expo, come say hi if we're walking around campus.
I might look mad, but I'm probably just trying to squint my eyes looking at something.
Yeah. Fair enough. Anyway, the rest of my week's been so chill. I had a little study day with my boyfriend on the weekends. That was fun. Yeah. Like we were just saying, he's in third year, so he's doing his final year of study. So we were just studying together.
That's
pretty
fun.
Chill. What about you? How's your week been?
I feel like I had a lot going on in terms of like catching up with friends and stuff. But just 2 nights ago, my cat was not feeling well.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
He's fine. He's turning 7 this year, so he's a little bit of an old cat. But I had a gut feeling that something was wrong 2 nights ago. I was in bed at like 11 p.m. and 12:30 p.m. I went out and I was like, something's up. I turned on the lights and there was just blood everywhere.
Stop. From your cat?
Yep.
No.
And like he had litter all over the floor. It's not normally this messy, but it was so bad. So I started panicking and because like I only adopted him last October.
Yeah.
This is my first time like having a cat and I'm still learning and everything. So I like called all the vets and I brought him to one at 1:30 a.m. finally. And then they were checking up, like they gave him a checkup and a little exam and everything. And then we were told that it might be stress induced. And it was because that like, I don't know, I think cat, they like being in routine. And once they fall out of that routine or they smell something different, they see something different or even eat something different, they act out.
Oh my God.
It's so strange. I still don't know entirely what's wrong. Anyways, but me and my flatmate, we have 9 to 5s. So we've been out of the house for a while. And normally there's always one person at home because either I go to school or I work, right? But I haven't been home as much and they haven't been home as much. So I'm assuming that might be why.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
So yeah, he's on anxiety meds right now, which is, I know, it's a lot.
What's your cat's name?
Socky. Because when he walks, it looks like he's wearing socks.
Oh my God.
He's the cutest thing ever. But no, it has been very stressful.
That's such a sad, stressful week.
I know, it has been. But like, the good thing is I wasn't alone. I had someone to help me deal with it. And I was calling my dad crying because I'm here alone. Like, my family's all in Malaysia. So we have to...
Yeah, where did your cat go when you went back home?
My family takes care of him.
Oh.
Yeah. But because I'm the only one in Australia... Sorry, in Adelaide, and my family's all in Malaysia with finances because I'm still financially supported by them. They had to convert it and everything. And I was just I was not ready to kill my wallet for this because I was not expecting this at all. So I was just crying. I was like, oh my God, what do I do? And he was like, just use the credit card. It's fine. Like, calm down. The cat's going to be fine. But I was so scared because it was like, you know, but it's been very hectic. I did not sleep last night at all. So here now, mine's a bit blank, but it's okay. Yeah. We're still here.
We were just saying this morning, we were like, we're feeling so blank right now.
Right?
It's literally 9 a.m. It's not even that early. It's actually 9:30, so.
I don't know. I feel like, normally I start my day a lot earlier, but I just could not get up today.
Fair enough. I feel like it's one of those weeks. We're feeling the week four slumps just as much as you guys are.
Yeah. But even when I was studying, like, week four was when I was losing everything. And then when I was looking at my assignment, I'm like, oh, a lot's coming up. What have I started, really, you know?
Oh my God. Well, sending lots of love to you this week.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm sending love to everyone this episode. Love to everyone doing
lovely.
The assignment. Sending love to you. Well, I guess we'll jump to the question of the fortnight.
Yeah.
I'm kind of really excited about this one.
Me too. When you told me about it, I was like, oh, I've got so many opinions about this.
The question of the fortnight this week, we've got what we think are the 8 most common types of assignments that you can have. Not like types of assignments, types of assessment. Mm-hmm. But disclaimer, we both did the same degree. So if we've missed something that seems really obvious to you, that you do it in your degree all the time, we're sorry. Maybe we should do a prac. I'll add that one.
Oh, yeah.
Practical. We didn't have any pracs, but we're going to talk from our own experience with a prac.
The last time I had practicals was in high school.
Yeah.
Like science practicals.
By the way, I'm saying that practical includes like a science prac and like if you're a nursing med something student and you do like your OSCEs. What does OSCE stand for? Now I'm having a mental blank. Sorry to all my nursing friends if any of them are listening. That's so embarrassing. They've told me about this like 15,000 times.
Oh, no, it's fine.
So we have a prac, like we just said. We've got a literature review, a case study, an exam, a weekly quiz, a test, a group assignment, a regular individual assignment, and a presentation.
Just really quickly.
Yeah.
When you said quiz, I thought about, you said weekly quiz, but I remember last semester we did bi-weekly quiz for...
Oh yeah, same thing.
That was so, I would forget about it. I missed like 2 or 3.
Oh yeah, because it's like you have the week off in between and I'm like...
Yeah, and it was like only open Friday and then closes on Sunday.
Yes, me and Megan did this class. It was so mean. The quiz would open at 5 p.m. on a Friday and shut at 5 p.m. on the Sunday.
Yeah.
It's like you have no choice but to do uni on the weekend. Like, are you joking me?
And also like it's because it's fortnightly, you would forget about it because like usually when Friday hits, I'm like, I'm done with uni. I'm not opening anything until Monday.
And also there was one of them over the October long weekend.
Oh my
God. And it was like the Monday of a long weekend feels like the Sunday. So it's like you would sit down on the Sunday, like on the Monday, but it feels like the Sunday to do the quiz and it's already shut the day before.
Yeah, that was so bad. That stressed me out so much, but I'm glad it's over now.
Yes, literally.
Anyways,
me too.
Yeah. Do you want to rank yours?
Yeah. Okay, so some of these might be controversial because I've really tried to, think outside the box. I'm putting group assignment as number one.
Okay. I have my hand in my mouth right now. Jaw dropped. Okay, go on.
Okay, so I'll give you my reasoning. I love a group assignment. I know that this episode's like group assignments gone wrong.
Yeah.
But to me, a group assignment is optimal. Like, I'm happy to step up and do a little bit more than my share of the work. I'm happy to like manage the whole thing, like allocate everyone their parts, message the group chat, keep everyone in line. It keeps me in line doing my work, knowing that like other people are relying on it.
Yeah.
When it's an individual assignment, I always leave it to like the very last minute.
Okay. Whoa. I see.
So I love group assignments.
That's crazy though. But it just shows that you're more of a leader when it comes to group assignments.
Yeah.
That's good. Because I remember last year when we were working casuals and we would have our meetings for our work and we would chime in with a bit of like uni stuff. You would show me the whole assignment format. I'm like, didn't it just open like last week? Why are we doing this now?
No, I like wouldn't have the assignment done, but like as soon as it opens, I'm making the group doc, I'm making the group chat, and I'm being like allocating everyone's parts, right? This is what everyone's doing.
That's
I love
so
it.
Good. And it was color coded and everything too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love to see it.
She is that girl.
Okay, number two. I think this is also controversial. I'm putting a presentation as my second favorite.
Oh my God. What the heck?
I'm not even just saying this for the podcast. Like, this is so genuine.
I mean, with your public speaking skills, I'm not too surprised, but at the same time, could not be me. That's like my biggest fear.
To be honest with you, I feel like that's why I like it, because everyone hates it. And like, I know that I love talking, in case you can't already tell from the podcast, but I love to have a little gap, love to talk. So I'm like, perfect. Give me a presentation.
Oh my God. I know like a lot of tutors, they try to keep presentation with lower percentages. So it's like not as like pressuring.
Well, that's what I mean. Sometimes it's like 15% presentation. All you have to, you've already done all of the work. All you have to do is just say it and it's 15% of your grade.
No.
It's like literally free marks.
But don't like put me in front of a group of people and I can't talk anymore. Like I can't do that.
Yeah.
And like everything that I wrote, I feel like I would converse a lot better if I just wrote it down. But if I were to like say it in person, oh my God, don't look
at me. Presentations are so biased.
Yeah.
Like, not biased, but like they're so like catered to only one type of student.
Oh, yeah.
And personally, I am that type of student, so I love them.
Good on you. What is number three?
I've got weekly quizzes.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a bit on the fence about it. Like, you can forget about it.
Yeah.
But I kind of love the just sit down, get my free 1%.
Yeah, right?
Get 8 out of 10. I'm like, perfect. So that's 0.8 out of my 1%.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
I think that those are where you try to like increase your marks.
Yeah.
In your grade.
Definitely.
Grade.
Number four, I've got a test.
Okay.
So I don't know. Look, to be fair, when we did tests, they were online.
Okay.
Now I'm pretty sure like it's too far from COVID that everyone has to do their tests in person.
Yeah.
Which is giving more like exam format, not my vibe, but a test is good. I can get around a test, little online test.
Are you talking about like multiple choice question tests or like short answer?
They can be short answer.
Okay.
I don't want to write an essay in the test, but I love those tests where it's like a bit of time pressure, smash through it. My thing with assignments is I will leave it to the last minute. You'll see that in my ranking. I've got them all very low down.
Yeah.
But like with a test, it's like everyone has to do it at the same time. So it's like everyone's doing it last minute. And I feel like because I normally leave things the last minute, it's like diamonds are created under pressure vibes.
Yeah. I actually kind of get that though, but I'll get into that later.
Okay, and then I'll do rapid fire for my last ones. I've got number six, prac. I've never done one at uni, but I feel like I'd love it.
Yeah.
Get to just demonstrate my skills, don't have to write too much down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you talking about science pracs or like what?
Any pracs.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be fun.
Yeah.
Look, all my nursing friends used to hate them, so I'm like, maybe that's a bad call, but I feel like a prac would be good to do.
I think so too, but who knows? Why would we wouldn't know?
I have no idea. Okay, I'm putting exams at number six.
Okay.
I don't love them. If it's like a 30% exam, it would be higher. But I did finance and all of the finance exams are like 50, 60%.
That cannot be legal.
Yeah, it's so bad.
But I don't think it's fair that you put like so much in one exam though.
Yeah.
Like what if you had a bad day? What if you are so stressed about something else that your like mind goes blank?
No, literally. It's like too much pressure when it's too much percentage. But when it's less percentage, I don't know. The vibe at Wayville sometimes is good.
Right. Oh my gosh. I actually get that.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I've said that to my friends and they're like, psycho.
Yeah. They're like, what are you on about?
Yeah.
Anyway, exams at number six. And my last three, I've got all of the individual assignments. I've got in seventh place. I've got individual assignments. Eighth, I've got the case study. And nine, I've got the lit review.
Okay, fair.
I just feel like when I do it by myself, I know that I'm going to leave it to the last minute and then I'm going to be like less happy with it because I just want more time.
Huh. That's so like so good for your group mates then, because it's like you really look out for them to like actually get stuff done.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's
look,
so
I will
cool.
do well in an individual assignment. Like I'm not bad at them. I just know that it's like not my strong point.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
What about you? Where are you ranking them?
I think my first one would be quizzes because they're
slay.
Just easy.
Love that.
But
everyone loves a quiz.
I think so, yeah. And second, I've got, I'll put neck-to-neck exams and tests, which is
oh my
really-
God. At two and three? Say psych.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let me explain.
I thought I was bold putting them at like five and you're putting them at two and three.
Okay, that's because I do well, but I like that stress of like having to like sit there and like, I need to focus. In Wavo, they've got like the big timer in front of you as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how I do it, but I'm someone that leaves the exam room half an hour earlier. I just like, once I'm done and I look through it 2-3 times, I'm like, okay, I don't want to change anything. I feel like if I were to change more, I'm going to screw up.
Yeah.
But I guess growing up in Malaysia, we've always had exams and tests. There's no other kind of assessments. So that's kind of something I'm used to.
Yeah, so you're like, slay, I'm practiced at this. I know what I'm doing.
Kind of. Like, that's kind of how I've been taught to study. So I'm still learning new ways to study with other things like group assignments and presentations and, you know, case studies. But yeah, that's just something I'm used to. I'm not great at it, but it's just neck to neck exams and tests 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to put case study and lit review because that's kind of similar. Okay. But
I feel like you'd be good at them.
I did geography in high school. There's a lot of case studies. Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
I did year 11 geography and I couldn't bring myself to do year 12, so I dropped it.
I re-elected it, but I don't know what career I do with geography personally. Mm-hmm. So I'll do case study and lit review neck to neck as well. Actually, you know what? I'll do case study before lit review because I did one lit review once in second year. Hated it, but I had a really, really good group mate. So he was basically the Olivia in our group. But he knew what he was doing and he like helped me out when I didn't know what I was doing, which is really good.
I just feel like it was so hard to do because it's like you had to do the lit review and then you had to like go back and write the assignment off the lit review. I'm like, I'd be doing this research anyway. Like, don't grade me on my ability to find the source.
I think so too. I don't know. I didn't really get it still. Like, even everyone I do it with, they're like, I've done it before and I still don't get how to do it. But, you know, we should look into that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You've got like all my favorite ones left.
I know. It's crazy. I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, prac would be after because I did science prac in my year 11 was like your 11 12 ish I'm not sure, and I quite enjoyed it. First of all, I didn't really like taking notes and like lectures and stuff. Besides that, in a science class it would be practicals and I enjoy doing that. Have you ever done titrations before?
Funny story. My sister is like the state champion titrationer.
What?
She's not. That's a bit dramatic. She did it at school and she got like some crazy percentage. They sent her off to the state championships and I don't know, she was in a group and I think her group came like fourth in the titration state championship.
So
keep in mind, my sister, she's smart, but she's like not the academic vibe. Like, she is sports through and through.
Okay.
And like, she's at this thing, nothing wrong with being a nerd, but she's like, I was the only person there that like didn't look like they fit in. Like, everyone's got like science books, like they live and breathe science. She's like, I just happened to get really good on my titration. Like,
oh my God, that is so funny.
How
but
crazy.
It was either like really frustrating to do or really satisfying to do.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have that attention span in me anymore. I'm going to want to like just pull it down and put all the
and then it'll be
whatever.
Hot pink.
Yeah. But, oh, your favorite color.
My favorite color. I was just going to say that. I was like, oh, no one cares.
I'll do it. Anything to do with like writing in your own time would be somewhere below there. Because same with you, I can't. I don't have that determination. Yeah. I don't have that like, I'll have to like deal with it. That's stress doing it last minute and then like getting something out. But individual assignment would be below there as well, unless it's something that I'm interested in. Then I'll want to do it and I'll write about it. But because I feel like case study is usually like, you need to make your point, you have to argue sometimes. So I'm better at that.
Oh yeah, instead of like, just like writing about something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like researching. Then my last ones are group assignments and presentation.
I'm so sad. I love them.
I dread it. I feel like I do decent in presentation all the time, except for that, like usually group presentations, if my group are more passionate, like in that course, I would do really well. But if it's like most of them aren't passionate, they just want to like get over it, I don't do well. But I'm really glad that last semester we had a group presentation. There was a section where it's individually marked and group marked.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
I think that was really helpful because, oh my gosh, they were a great group to work with, but they were not passionate at all. They did not. And it was because you know what course I'm talking about, yeah? And we had to pick like our brands. I put that brand as my first choice. They put it as like neck to neck with and then when they got put into my group, which was my first choice brand, they were not happy. They wanted to switch and they were just like, okay, yeah, fine, we'll do it. They had no clue what brand that was as well.
Yeah.
They just liked it because
so
it was like...
So then you feel like you have to like take on all of the like passion part of it because they like
don't kind
care.
Of. But it was really like, I was dreading it, that presentation, because they also weren't, they didn't like the assignment. They didn't like presentations as well. If I had a group that was more confident and more like excited, I probably would be as excited, but I was just so nervous. And like talking in front of a group of people, even more nervous. I was a wreck. I was not having it. I would enjoy presentation if it's something that I'm interested in once again. Otherwise, like, I can't. I, for some reason, just can't talk about it. But group assignments is mostly because I'm not good with confronting people. I'm good at like expressing my emotions, but if you come at me and you tell me like, oh, I'm disappointed, I'm this and that, I'm gonna shut down and I'm gonna be like, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah,
I didn't need that. But I'm scared of people that are very confrontational but also expect a lot from you.
Yeah
But yeah,
love to see it. Let us know. We'll put a poll on the Instagram and you can, I don't know how this will work, but I'll try to make it that you can rank your own orders of our 9 top assignments.
That's so cool.
So fun. Okay, let's jump to the main part of the episode, the group assignments. We were going to tell you one of our group assignment stories, but I think I'm going to read the first submission first.
Okay, yeah.
As we know, I love group assignments, Megan doesn't. So we're probably going to have conflicting opinions on these. And these submissions that we've got today are from you guys. If you guys want to be involved in episodes, we put stuff up, uaa.oncampus. Get involved with the podcast. Sorry, here we go. Student submission number 1. Okay, imagine you're in first year architecture and it's your first ever assignment where you have to make a model of a pre-existing building. But unfortunately, you picked an unpopular class time and there's only like 10 people in your class and they are all engineering students. No hate against engineering students, guys, but clearly when you're an architecture student, you want to be with architecture students.
Yeah.
You get in a group with 2 engineering students and one of them drops out. Nightmare.
God.
She goes, awesome start, full stop.
Oh my God, I love her.
Fair enough. I'd be thinking the same thing. What do you mean? I only have 2 people now for my group assignment.
Yeah.
I need at least 4 or 5 in my group.
Yeah, right?
Then the whole time, your partner is just bragging about how they can do all of the measurements, but they struggle so bad and make so many mistakes that I had to redo all of it.
Oh, embarrassing.
Oh my God.
That's so embarrassing.
Guys, like, group assignments are meant to be shared. Like, if you're struggling, just, like, let them know.
Yeah.
Your partner promises to do their share, but they never do and never showed up when we said that we would meet. That's my nightmare. If I organize a group catch-up, you all better be there.
No last minute
pulling you out. Especially when it's just you and your partner. It's not like the meeting can even happen.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
You get stuck making the whole model by yourself. The assignment is almost due and you basically beg your partner to come and help you, so they do. Just kidding. They actually sit there and do nothing with a group of other engineer students and say things like, is that as easy as you're making it look?
What the?
The audacity.
Oh my God.
Thank God I did not have to do this
assignment. With a different group.
Yeah. Your partner, who has done almost nothing, then starts saying how bad the assignment looks and how she never wants to look at it ever again. Oh my God.
Do something then.
This is so funny. Look at the end of this story. The group of engineering students that they're sitting with then decide to rank how hard degrees are. And they literally told me that architecture is so far down, it isn't even on the list. And honestly, this is really summed up, but what the actual hell?
Oh my God.
I would be crying.
Me too.
Oh. Our jaws are on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, like, to feel like an imposter, like just being an architecture student in an engineering... It's not an engineering course, is it?
No, I think it's an architecture course with engineering students in it.
Oh, that is so unlucky.
Oh, sorry. Architecture sounds like a hard degree.
It does.
Me personally.
I know. I have friends in architecture and they have to like buy big pads to draw and stuff.
Yeah.
And they like draw a lot of drafts. They measure a lot of drafts. It's complicated. I couldn't do it.
No, literally. Oh my God. I actually feel so bad. That's like the worst story.
I know.
That's like a nightmare. It reminds me, I don't know if my sister would be happy for me to share this, but I'm sure it's fine. She did this group assignment last year and they sorted the groups. This is horrible as well. Alphabetically.
Oh.
So the groups were assigned and you're just with the 2 people that like your name is next to.
Yeah.
So she's like with these like 2 other people. One of them is like apparently really wants to do a good job, but just like, I don't mean to be rude, but just like isn't quite getting it. Like they're really motivated, but like all the work they're doing just like isn't quite there. Like it's not quite right.
Yeah.
So my sister's like, no problem. Like I'll go through and fix it. And then they've got her whole, my sister's done like most of the work because she's done her part and she's fixed this other person's part.
Yeah.
And this other guy was like, they need to make a brochure. He was like, I'll do the brochure design.
Mm.
And it was on ancient Egypt. My sister was like, let me just like go in and submit it. Like the brochure should be all done. Like you should have just put in all of the work that we've already done into the brochure.
Yeah.
It's on ancient Egypt. And he used like some Microsoft default brochure that was like blue.
Oh,
and my sister
God.
Was like, where's like a picture of something from Egypt?
Yeah.
Like anything to make it look like a brochure.
Yeah.
And it was on an A4 document. It wasn't even like the trifold brochure format.
Stop.
So like she literally did the whole assignment herself.
Oh my God. And did she tell the tutor anything?
No. Nah, how bad?
Oh, no. But props to her, though.
And she rang me, and I was still at uni, and she was like, can you please print this brochure? Like, we have to have it printed in class tomorrow.
Oh,
and,
my
like,
gosh.
I'm at home, and we don't have a printer at our house. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, like, I got you. So I printed it out for her. But how crazy. She literally did the whole thing.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing. But props to her. Now she knows she can do anything.
No, literally. Okay.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, okay. The next one, I'm going to start reading.
Yeah.
Her story.
I'm scared.
She starts off with three words. My worst nightmare. Okay.
Fair enough, girl.
My worst nightmare after coming to Adelaide as an international student from Bangladesh was being in a group of four with a harasser. He used to pass lewd statements, make comments on my dressing sense, and according to him, I wear short clothes, and was prying on who I talk to or hang out with.
Oh my God, that is
so
creepy.
Strange. Yeah.
To be fair, like, sometimes I'm not creepy, but like I'll be like, oh my God, you know that person? This person's friends with this person. And I'll like probably seemingly know like a lot about whoever they're talking about. But I feel like it's like next level to be like proper stalking who they're talking to.
Yeah, no, he's like physically like going around and like asking her.
I would also never comment on like what someone's wearing in a group assignment.
Oh yeah, that is so strange to me. Like, we're here for one thing and it's definitely not what we wear. But also, I think you're just being honest. Like, everyone talks in uni and social media exists. We know a lot about everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, it's not that hard to like hear things about people. And it's not like, it's not a bad thing. It's just like, oh, I know this about that person, you know? Like, no, it's not creepy at all. Anyways, he was married and was insisting me to move into his home with his wife. The latter met me in person and forbid me to do so. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
If I was someone's, like, if I was married, I would not want some random moving into my house that they just met at uni.
Ugh. In front of me, he treated his wife very badly. Unfortunately, during the group assignments on a position paper communications and critical thinking course, he was in a team, and after I rejected his advances, he started to be very mean to me.
Literally my worst nightmare. Someone hitting on me, and then them, like, you're stuck working with them.
Exactly.
It's like, imagine someone hits on you, and then you're like, okay, perfect, whatever, like, no thank you. And then, like, they purposely mess up the group assignment and, like...
I don't know. I feel like she would have been like very, not like very nice about it, but like straightforward, you know?
Yeah.
You would hate like having to put your effort and time on someone and then have them like tell you, oh yeah, I really like this. I'm really interested, or like kind of show that they reciprocating it.
Yeah.
And then just tell you, oh, actually, I reject you. Like, I think she just told him. She says, he was in a team, and after I rejected his advances, I think that was very straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, what she said next. I somehow passed the assignment with not so great marks, but I remember crying the night before as he didn't want to listen to me to do his share of the work and turned all of the teammates against me.
Oh my God.
That is a nightmare.
That's also so bad, having the teammates against you.
I know.
You're like trying to do your work and they're like, no, that sucks. That's bad.
And also, he's married. Why is he being weird? Group mates doing an assignment.
No, literally.
Oh, that is so bad. Oh, I hope you're okay. Insane.
Yes.
That is not normal at all. And I think you dealt with it the best way possible.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But that's insane.
But sometimes you just, no matter what you do, someone's still going to react a certain way.
Yeah.
But I hope you're around love, and I hope you're around people that can support you through this, because that is not okay at all.
I know. Oh my God.
Poor thing. I was just going to say, group assignments are really complicated no matter how perfect you are as a student.
Yeah.
Like, you could be an A-star student and still have
maybe not the best grades.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, literally, group assignments are so hit or miss. And, like, sometimes I'll feel like we've aced a group assignment and we do get a worse grade. But regardless, I'm a group assignment lover.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of you aren't. We're very grateful for everyone that submitted their group assignment stories today. We've picked out just a couple of our favourites to share.
A little tip. I think last semester, when I had a really horrible group assignment, she wasn't doing anything, and she basically ghosted us the day we were meant to hand
in our
assignment. But because it was so last minute, tutors can't really do much with like how to grade our work. But I think in this case, if you're really honest about your situation to your tutor and you telling them that how much this, like, you've worked on it and how much you this means to you, they surely something can work out. And it's always like other support services like UX or student care.
Yeah,
always reach out to those. I think I didn't know much about that. I just kind of dealt with it like, oh, if I got a bad group assignment, I just gotta do my part.
Yeah,
that's
like
it.
Everyone has a bad group assignment type of vibe.
Exactly. Yeah, but
no, I love that. Definitely reach out for support if you're like in the mud.
I know. Oh, you're not alone. Anyways,
Thanks for listening today, everyone. We absolutely love having your submissions in. This episode was like all about you guys. We had your submissions.
I know.
We're so excited to see how you guys think the different types of assessments rank up.
Please stay tuned to UAA.OnCampus on Instagram.
Stop it.
But no, actually, like, you'll find a lot of things that you can, you know, interact with, including our fortnightly polls and questions. That's all we have time for. Thank you for listening in today's episode of Take Note. If you enjoyed the show, then please follow us on Spotify so that other students can find us too.
Feel free to DM us on UAA.OnCampus if you have any thoughts on the show. We always love hearing what you think.
See you next fortnight.
'Take note.'
This is a UOA on campus production.